7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode, and this time we are going to be talking about some 2018 NFL draft prospects, and it is going to be the quarterback edition. And we are going to be breaking down what we think are their pros and cons, where we have them ranked, top five quarterbacks. First episode is going to be one quarterback, Sam Darnold, and Tim's love child, Sam Darnold.
Well, my no-brainer, number one. I shouldn't say no-brainer, but one of the top two obvious choices for number one player and number one quarterback drafted in this draft.
Tom, would you like to break it down to everybody on what we are ranking these guys by?
We're going to be covering their arm strength, their accuracy, decision-making, mechanics, their throwing mechanics, their athleticism. Some measurables, their size, their hand size, stuff like that. College stats, their injury history, and then some very important personal traits for these guys. Quarterback is probably that's one spot where you want a true leader out there, field general, and that's something that's underrated in a lot of draft analysts.
So we will take all those, and we will combine the scores, and we will figure out our consensus rankings. But with accuracy, arm strength, decision making, we put that on a 1 to 10 scale. And then the mechanics, athleticism, measurables, put it on a 1 to 5. And then the college stats, the injury history, and the personal traits, put that on a scale of 1 to 3. Why did we do that?
We just tried to make sure that everything was weighted properly, if you would. So the more important stats, like decision-making, arm strength, accuracy, had a higher ceiling, whereas things like injury history, personal traits, while still important, not necessarily as high on the spectrum.
So let's go ahead and start off with Sam Darnold. First category, accuracy. Scale of 1 to 10. We had a consensus ranking of 21 on that. Tim, you gave him an 8.
I did.
Tom, a 7.
Yep.
And myself, a 6. So, maybe because I hate him. I don't know.
No, it is because you hate him. Josh, your numbers throughout this quarterback grading process were, I feel like, the most skewed. Tom and I kept it around the average rankings throughout. You were astronomically high and astronomically low throughout. But in terms of Sam Darnold, listen, 8, maybe a little bit high, but on the run, he was good. He was still good. He still hit his throws. There were times off of his back foot where he did not have the arm strength to get it where he wanted it to be. It's where he saw a lot of the interceptions. Because of that offensive line, you saw him try to force some balls into places that they shouldn't be forced. But at the end of the day, when he was either making those short dump-off passes, hitting those slants, hitting, you know, the standard plays, making his reads, he was extremely accurate. I feel like an 8 is a fair assessment for where his talent level was as a quarterback.
Yeah, he's accurate in the short, the intermediate game. A little worried about his deep ball. Tends to overthrow receivers in that aspect. But he was an overly accurate quarterback in college football, and I expect that to continue. Bowl season starting at USC was over that 60% marker that I think is essential. If you're below that in college football, I don't expect you to succeed at the next level in the NFL.
One of three of the big five here that were over that 60% mark. Nope. Josh Allen was not.
Yeah. So 4 or 5.
And neither was Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson was. This season he was, I believe.
This season. I'm talking overall career.
Overall, yeah.
Career, right, he was not.
Yeah, I had him rated a 6. But after looking at it, and I know you guys told me to change some of my stats.
We did.
And I did not.
Yep, you're a big dickhole.
But looking at everything, I guess I could have. Because of Sam Darnold's accuracy, percentage completion, was higher than one Josh Allen, and was higher than Josh Rosen.
And Lamar Jackson, sorry, Tom, was under that 60%. 59.1.
Oh,
it was close. Season. C+.
Close, but no cigar.
So
for a garbage quarterback.
So. We gave him a combined score of 21. I probably should have ended up giving him a 7. But whatever. Moving on. Arm strength. We all gave him an 8 for a total score of 24. I think that's a fair assessment. He's got pretty decent arm strength. Again, he's got a nice deep ball, but at the same time, accuracy on it is a little off. But he does have a decent deep ball.
Yeah, a lot of watching Darnold this year was just, you saw the type of pressure this guy was under. But when he had that clean pocket, he showed that accuracy, he showed that arm strength. I'm not worried about his arm strength at all. I think he'll tear up the combine. He'll look good in shorts. That's something that's, you really don't think it's that important, but it really is. They got to show these teams that are willing to invest a top 10 draft pick that they can make all these throws. I think he's going to do that. When he's got that clean pocket, he can make every throw on the field, every throw that a team is looking for. He's got the arm strength to throw the football in a very tight window. He's got that a little bit of gunslinger mentality in my eyes, but I have confidence in him for his arm strength.
He has a great deep ball. If I can kind of pick at him a little bit here, he is my number one, so I have no problem doing this. As I mentioned prior, when he throws off the back foot, he loses a ton of arm strength. I mean, you're talking 60-70% arm strength when he's throwing off of that back foot. That's where you see a lot of his interceptions. That's where you see a lot of his issue was because the offensive line at USC was so atrocious this past season. He was consistently throwing off of his back foot, and that's where you see the issues. But when he's able to set his feet, or even when he's on the run, his ability to just get the ball downfield, specifically that 15 to 25 yard down the field motion, clean, perfect pass every single time. Like Tom said, that 30 to 40 yard downfield ball leaves a little bit to be desired for sure. But no other quarterback in this class really shows the inept ability to do that outside of Allen and Rosen, who are big arm quarterbacks to begin with anyway. So I feel like an 8 is a very fair assessment.
Sam Darnold does have some, in my opinion, some poor and questionable decision making. And it looks like you guys agreed, because me and Tim rated this a 6. I would have rated it a 0 if I could, but I didn't. We both rated it a 6. In time, you rated it a 5 for a total score of 17.
Darnold, he struggled making decisions this year. He looked rattled out there. Way too many big-time turnovers on the field. Struggled at times processing the defense and making the correct reads. I totally understand the pressure that opposing teams put on him. You could tell every game that he was a little flustered out there, seemed to be lacking confidence in my eyes. But he needs to do a better job at the line of scrimmage to recognize blitzes, where they're coming from. He seems surprised at sometimes when defenders were coming off the edge, when teams would blitz cornerbacks. He needs to do a better job of getting rid of the football quicker on those plays.
I don't want to say I couldn't disagree with you more, but the reason why I disagree with you a little bit, obviously you had him at a 5, I had him at a 6. The reason I disagree with you is Sam Darnold's team was so bad this year. Even if you look at his worst game, which in my opinion was the Notre Dame game, that tape, he is reading defenses. He is breaking defenses down. He does a great job at progressing through his reads throughout every single time. Does he tend to force the ball a little bit more than he should? Sure. But that's because he's put in no other situation than to do so. He's being forced to force the ball into situations because his team was so bad. The wide receivers had alligator arms all year long. The offensive line was atrocious all year long. To put him any lower than a 6, I think, is atrocious, because every single play, essentially, for USC is some type of RPO where he's deciding to give it to the running back, to dump it off into to a safety net, or to go downfield. He is the only reason USC was as successful as they were in 2018. So I think a 5 is just hurting him far too much for what he was given.
Moving on to the mechanics, we have a rating scale of 1 to 5. Tim, you give him a 3. Tom, you give him a 3. And me, of all people, give him a 4 on mechanics.
I have to... What, Josh, what the fuck? What are you doing with your life? That's what I want to know.
I think, personally, and this may be And yeah, I gave his decision making a 6. I gave his accuracy a 6. But at the same time, you can't fault him for the year that he had in 2016. In 2016, he had a very good year. And I want to say, as much as I hate Sam Darnold, I think that year may be the true Sam Darnold that we could see when he goes to the NFL. But I'm also trying to separate that, but yet put it together with this 2017 season. It was tough for me. I went off everything, and I'm going to blame a lot of it on the offensive line and the coaching in 2017. I think looking at his 2016 tape, he looked a lot better. His mechanics were really good, so that's why I gave him a 4.
If you want to go strictly off the 2016 tape...
I'm not going
tape,
off just 2016.
I
just said I put it all together.
What you said prior. But if you were going off the 2016 tape, then Sam Darnold would be your number one overall quarterback by far. Now,
maybe. Who knows?
For you to give him a 4 in mechanics regardless, listen, this is pretty cut and dry here. He has Russell Wilson syndrome. That's fact. He hangs the ball low in his hand while he's moving in the pocket.
One-handed football,
nose to the ground, and then brings it back up. That's the biggest downfall of Sam Darnold. Is can he say, people have said, well, he's going to work with a quarterback coach, he's going to work with this, and does his body allow him to learn to not do that? Because that is what he naturally does as a quarterback, as this professional. So, I think a 3 is a even grade, perfect. 4, Josh, you're losing me, homie.
Personally, I like Sam Darnold's footwork. I think he's
for sure
does a good job in the pocket with that. He's able to create tons of space in the pocket as well. Brought it up tons of times. Under pressure all the freaking time. Doesn't throw off his back foot too much. When he does, it is an issue. Did a great job making chicken shit into chicken salad this year.
For sure.
Very good job with that. I think he's got a little bit of a windup, in all honesty. It's not as bad as like a Tim Tebow, but it's definitely
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be refined.
Mirrored.
And he's gonna have to be do work taking snaps under center. It's something he didn't do at USC. It was in the spread offense and shotgun probably 99% of the time. So it's gonna be important for him to do that in the offseason.
Moving on to athleticism again, ranking scale of 1 to 5. I had him at a 3. Tom, you had him at a 3, and Tim, you had him at a 4.
I did. I'll go first again. I think it is obnoxious and irresponsible to have him lower than a 4. He single-handedly, his athleticism is what kept USC in so many of these games. He had 5 rushing touchdowns this past season. 5. I mentioned it to Tom prior to the episode. Sam Darnold has the same athletic ability as Mitchell Trubisky did going into the 2018 season. They're the same athletically. Sam Darnold's just a far superior actual quarterback than Mitchell Trubisky is. So I think to label him anything under a 4 is just irresponsible.
Josh, can you imagine if Sam Darnold played for Georgia or Notre Dame, how much Tim would be all over his
left? I hate USC. I hate USC.
And you love this guy. I really wish, if I could change one rating in any of the quarterbacks' categories, it'd be his athleticism. I think he should be closer to a 4.
Yep.
He's a good athlete, very effective when he needs a scramble. Did it a bunch this year. And he understands when he needs to run, which is also important. Athletic enough to throw on the run. Did that a lot as well this year, has shown that ability. So I do like him as an athlete, and it's definitely an added dimension to his game.
The one thing that he does need to do when he does scramble is, one, protect the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I think the sure. two quarterbacks, three quarterbacks that I have really done a lot of film on is, one, Sam Darnold doesn't protect the ball. Lamar Jackson is another one, and Mason Rudolph is another one. We won't talk about Mason Rudolph in our top 5, but those are the 3 that when they do scramble, one hand on the ball and you'll see it kind of floating around. A good term that our good friend Mike Agent uses is holding the football like a loaf of bread. So, moving on, we have the measurables. Scale 1 to 5, we all rated him a 5. Pretty safe to say.
He's got that prototype NFL quarterback size. As long as his hands show that they're big enough. There's that magic number. I'm sure they will. But the dude was recruited to play linebacker. He's got the size of a linebacker, 6'4", close, probably over 220 pounds. He's good to go. That's exactly what teams are looking for.
Again, Tim and I talked about it prior. I'm interested to see exactly where he measures up. I've seen him 6'4", 225. I've seen him 6'3.5", 218. So interested to see where he measures at the combine. But regardless, he's going to be a 5 in measurables. He's got that prototypical quarterback build.
College stats rating of 1-3. We all rated it at 2. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, good completion percentage, 64.9% over 2 years, over 7,200 yards passing, 57 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. His redshirt freshman year, a thing of beauty. Redshirt sophomore year, average at best in my eyes to what we were expecting. Maybe we set the bar way too high for him, but it's just more of the fact, which Sam Darnold are you getting? That's the only thing I worried about. But overall, a good college career, not the greatest.
You spelled it out perfectly, Tom. Redshirt freshman year made you believe that he was going to be a perennial Heisman contender.
100%.
Redshirt sophomore year, he left some to be desired with that less than impressive USC offense. So a 2 is extremely fair.
Moving on, we have a rating scale of 1-3 injury history.
And personal traits. We'll do both of those back to back.
Okay.
They're the same.
Personal traits and injury history, both 3s from all of us for a perfect score of 9.
He's the only perfectly clean in both of these categories quarterback.
Yeah, I've not heard of anything negative with Sam Darnold at all in any media. No wearing Trump hats that he hates Trump. Nothing, no hot tubs.
No, I mean, the worst thing dorms. Is you can say personality-wise, for one, Sam Darnold is, you know, he lacks confidence at times in this season, but nothing to bring him lower than a 3 out of 3. All 3 of us went 3s across the board. So,
and I think we've seen Sam Darnold get, I don't want to say killed or murdered in that Notre Dame game, but there's points where you look at him. He's got some pretty decent durability as well.
Oh, for sure.
So with that injury history, that's why I was raking it a 3 overall. I think him not missing any time like that, I was pretty impressed.
And for him to come out and be that clean, and remember, he is only 20 years old. He'll be 21 in June. So that is a big, that's a big thing in my opinion.
When's his birthday?
June 5th. Here, hold on, I got it right in front of me. Yeah, June 5th. June 5th, he'll be 21.
For Sam, watching the games, you could see that he was the leader of this team. He's got that team first mentality, kind of a robot out there when he's talking to the media, always says the right things. He's obviously been trained the right way. He's got the right people around him. The only thing, I almost knocked him on the confidence issues. You brought that up. For me, it's kind of a big deal. I wish I did knock him on that. I'd rather have my quarterback out there thinking and knowing that he's the best player on the team. He's the true leader. But he really didn't show, like, the negativity. He wasn't doing the Cam Newton with the towel over his head in that Ohio State bowl game when he was getting the living snot kicked out of him. But he did a good job being the leader on that team. I think they did a lot better than they should have.
I was mad at you last week, Tom, for not allowing me to say my favorite part about Sam Darnold. Do you know who Sam Darnold's grandfather was?
Cam Newton?
Sam Darnold's grandfather was a USC basketball player. He was an Olympic volleyball player. He was an actor, and he was the Mr. Marlboro Man. His name's awesome. Dick Hammer. Fact.
Can't even
Sam Darnold's grandfather, Dick Hammer. You think he's going to let his grandson go out there play like a pussy? I don't think so. Dick Hammer's grandson don't play no fool. Sam Darnold, number one overall draft pick. Ka-pow-pow! Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Overall ranking scores, I had Sam Darnold at a 40. Tom, 39. Tim, 42 for a total score of 121.
Pretty good.
42, my highest rated quarterback of the whole process.
40 is my second lowest.
39 was it my second highest?
Josh, for him to be your second lowest quarterback in this whole thing is honestly atrocious.
We'll see what happens.
It's atrocious. You know it's atrocious.
We'll see. This is part one.
Dick Hammer
of our part five of the quarterback rankings. So, anything else on one Sam Darnold before we finish?
I just wish you didn't ruin it with your dumbass rankings, Josh.
I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. I like him. Probably a lock to be a top five selection in the draft.
All right. That's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Follow us on Twitter at PonyKegSports, at Pony_Keg_Tom, and at FightTalkTim. I'm pretty impressed. I actually remember all that. You guys can always email us, PonyKegSports@gmail.com. Email us. Tweet us. Let us know what other positions you want us to break down on a top five or a top three aspect. And we may think about doing it or we may not do it. So until next time.